Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting seventh. The DH, Bob Sheldon. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Lescano chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Money. Money fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Money. White goes all the way around to score. Paquette moves to third. It's Royals, 1, Brewers, 1. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Slayton. Paquette scores. McRae moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Haney and he is out, Yount applying the tag. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 1 in the game. Wathen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Lescano hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Bando reaches second base with a double. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Joshua moves to second. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton fires to first and picks off White. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Haney and he is out, money applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Yount reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry is hit by the pitch. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lescano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper scores. Lescano moves to second. One out. It's Royals, 3, Brewers, 3. Larry Gura now pitching. Steve Bry pinch hits for Von Joshua. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lescano moves to third. Two outs. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Bob Sheldon. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Bry now playing center field. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney bunts in front of the plate. Way then fields it and throws to first for the out. Wolford moves to third. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money is walked intentionally. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Wolford scores. Money moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Marty Patton now pitching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money misplays the ball. That's an error on Money. Bill Castro now pitching. Dave Nelson pinch runs for John Mayberry. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Haney and he is out, Yount applying the tag. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Mark Little now pitching. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Bry moves to second. Tim Johnson pinch runs for Ken McMullen. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wayven hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.